Many others are heading to Gaza to try to help as well. Dozens of doctors and other healthcare volunteers have traveled to the town of Rafah. Rafah straddles the border between the Gaza Strip and Egypt. Some volunteers are hoping to get into Gaza to help the wounded, but so far, they're still waiting. Aya Batraoui has more from Rafah.
Pharmacist Alet Masoud is from the Egyptian city of Alexandria. He's spending his New Year's holiday volunteering in Rafah. Masoud spent a day and a night with the Egyptian Red Crescent and United Arab Doctors Syndicate loading trucks with about 10 tons of medical supplies. Masoud and his team of volunteers had to pass through at least 11 checkpoints in Egypt's Sinai to get to the border crossing. Once they finally got to Rafah, the volunteers faced Israeli F-16s opening fire just a mile or so away. Still, for Masoud, the effort was worth it. He says the moment the supplies reached the border was the happiest of his life. He says that all of Gaza is suffering injuries and that he doubts people in Gaza are able to help themselves, so he and others like him are trying to do more. Protests have flared across the Arab world since the start of the Israeli incursion. Many have accused the Egyptian government of not doing enough to stop Israel or help people in Gaza. And they're angry at Egypt for keeping a tight grip on the Rafah crossing, the only route into Gaza that doesn't go through Israel. Today, Egyptian Minister of Health Hatem El-Gabeli visited the border where some 50 doctors waited hours for permission to enter Gaza. Though Egypt technically controls the crossing, the minister blamed Israel for blocking the doctors' access. Jordanian neurosurgeon Mohammed Khawaldi says he's not interested in the politics of what's going on. He just wants to offer assistance. He says the doctors are not here to raise swords, but to heal. He says he won't go home as long as the injured are coming out. So far, more than 130 injured Palestinians have passed through the border for treatment in Egyptian hospitals, and truckloads of medical supplies are slowly going through. But healthcare volunteers continue to wait for a chance to get in and help. For the world, I'm Aya Batraoui. The Rafah Crossing.